This is Charlie Woodruff with Building a Greener Idaho here on KRBX 89.9 FM, Caldwell, Boise. Also heard on translator K228EK, Garden City. We are here every Tuesday with Building a Greener Idaho, talking about green building, energy efficiency, those in our community, in our state who are creating healthy, vibrant, efficient, smart buildings to live, work, and play in. Today, we have a little bit of a departure from that theme, but not much. It's all related. And we're going to be speaking with an artist who will be exhibiting at the Modern Art event. Happens every first Thursday in May of every year. It takes place at the Modern Hotel in the Linen District here in Boise. And I'm happy to have Troy Passy joining us in the studio today. This is going to be part of a series of shows we're going to be doing, interviewing artists that are they're going to be exhibiting and interacting and engaging with the community at Modern Art. And we'll get more into the details about that. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to our conversation. So, Troy, tell us about tell us about your art love, your love of art, your act of being an artist, and how did that come about, and why do you keep doing it?
Well, I guess I would say that my artwork features text, features words, and I grew up on a farm in Idaho. And I always wanted to be a writer my whole life. And so I always carried a little notebook with me, and I would write down observations and ideas, thinking that I would use those later on. And later in my life, I read some works by Andy Warhol, and he actually did write books. And something he said was that oftentimes people are better at their second love than their first love, because their first love, they're way too close to it. But with the second love, they have some objectivity and some distance. And I always was drawn to visual art. And so I just completely changed my paradigm and became a visual artist, featuring text. And I found that it was perfect practice. What I was sort of doing my whole life is just making little observations and listening to phrases and things like
that. So you had this... this habit of writing and this love of writing, and were you writing about the farm and those kinds of things, and then it evolved into text and visual art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just observations and things that, you know, people would say that would sort of strike me.
Yeah. So, building a greener Idaho, we're typically talking about how to build green infrastructure, but, you know, we also talk a lot about community and how our community engages with each other and our built environment, and part of this event that we're here to talk about and your art, this Modern Art event, is really about building community.
Right.
So talk to me about how long has this event been going on, and how did you get involved in it?
Well, this will be the sixth year, and it's coming up in May. It's always the first Thursday in May, and this year it's the second, May 2nd. I was just asked, I was an artist in the community, and I was asked if I would participate, and I did. And the first night, I think we were all overwhelmed by the response that the community had. Conservatively, 3,000 people show up every year for that one night. There's 35 rooms, over 80 plus artists, and also alternative spaces. It's a spectacle. It is the art event of the year in Boise, and I think people, artists and members of the community, really look forward to it every year.
So it's at the Modern Hotel, which
right.
is a very cool, a fixture in the Linen District there.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's amazing how many people show up to that. The cool thing about it, I've been a few years, and the cool thing about it is how unique each room is, how, different it is from year to year, and how interactive each exhibit, if you will, is. So tell us about some of the examples of, like, what have you done, from the first year, anything that comes to mind that was really fun to do.
Well, I always make new work. I always show new work. I always use text. One year, my mom and I collaborated on a quilt because our beds, and so I had a quilt that, featured text on the bed. Last year, My son and some of his mates, I made protest signs. And so they protested the modern. But it was really fun. It was, you know, phrases like, you shall have no pie, and ah, hell, and, you know, be nice to your kids, and, you know, things like that. And it was really fun to watch the crowd's response to those kids marching around.
Have you ever taken that protest theory to the state house?
Not yet.
Not yet. That might be kind of refreshing to see.
Yeah, they shall have no pie at the state house.
On Pie Day, you could go right. And do the pie protest.
Right.
You might get some funny questions from
314.
Reporters.
314.
Yeah. Come to Modern Art, and we'll tell you why we care about this so deeply. This year, you're featuring... text again, of course,
right.
But I want to talk about an exhibit you have going right now over at the Boise Art Museum.
Right.
I personally haven't had a chance to go see it. I've scanned it on the web, and of course, that's the exact same experience as seeing it in person, right?
Not quite.
As looking at a web page. Very interactive, just like the modern art exhibit event. So tell us about your exhibit over there at the Boise Art Museum and how long it's going and what it is.
Well, it's a solo show, which I'm thrilled to have. It's called Left Unsaid, which was based on a drawing I had that the curator Sandy Hawthorne liked a lot, and we thought there was some irony in calling it Left Unsaid when every piece I use has text. A lot of the work I actually created for the modern art. I have some really large scale drawings on big sheets of paper 6 feet by 5 feet, and I made those for the modern. Because in a hotel room, there's beds. And so I always make a big drawing for the beds. Some of the protest signs are there. And that's the thing about the modern for me, is it just, I always think about it. And so I'm always making work just so that I have work, to exhibit on that night.
So. Yeah, very cool. Let's talk a little bit about the text that you do use. Is there a theme? Is there a message? Is it stuff that just comes to you that you just feel that you just put out there? What is your process?
Well, I'm always gathering, and it's almost like I have a butterfly net. And, some words sort of escape me and some words I catch, or like a sieve where some words go through and some words stick, and I write them down. And I will steal from everywhere, from song lyrics, films, books, conversations. I love just plain spoken speech. To me, that's so poetic. So I'm just open, and I just record anything that that I like.
So it sticks with you, and it resonates with you for whatever reason. It might not be any particular.
Exactly right.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That idea of a sieve. We're not often having when we're in just daily life. We're not often having a butterfly net or a sieve to catch interesting thoughts or normal conversations and express them in different ways. That's sounds like a really neat process. In terms of the modern art event, you mentioned you think about it all year long. I think that's becoming kind of a fixture in our community. This is really obviously become very, very successful.
Yeah.
And we were talking a little bit earlier, but about the engagement aspect of that, and how important that is. And from the perspective of building a greener Idaho, greener is as a kind of a generic term, but to us, being engaged with the community and having, we have built infrastructure and we can all interact in given ways in that infrastructure. But that infrastructure, such as the modern, can be used in such a way to engage, different aspects of our community and really create an identity for folks and to be able to interact and explore, different aspects of our community, such as art. And obviously we have a ton of amazing artists in this community, and so it's an amazing feature. We have an event going on that really highlights that and gives that opportunity.
Yeah, and it's really fun too. It's kid friendly, and it's a spectacle, and it's almost carnival, but in the best sense of that word. And it's there's so many creative people, and I think it's really neat for people to see the talent. In this community, and it's also, there's music and performance and dance as well as visual art.
And don't forget the beer and wine.
Exactly.
So there's libations going on.
And you know, it's also, it's one night. So it's also so precious. Like every year it's one night, it's up and it's gone. And so I think that makes it all the more beautiful. The fact that it is just, it's one night.
Right. In a way it's kind of like our everyday conversations, our speeches, or some of those words that just float by, they come by and they're gone.
Yep. Let me write that down.
Do you have your butterfly net handy? You didn't bring it with you, did you? It's a metaphorical one.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about that. So we're going to take a quick break, come back to our conversation with Troy Passy, and talking about the Modern Art event coming up in May.